Every family and every story is unique. But this week, as legislators, judges, and family members spoke out about Terry Schiavo, it brought to mind another case. Hugh Finn, a Louisville television anchor, was 44 years old when he was gravely injured in an auto crash in 1996 and declared by doctors to be in a persistent vegetative state. His wife Michelle placed him in a nursing home in Manassas, Virginia. In 1998, acting on his wishes, she said, Michelle Finn asked for her husband's feeding tube to be withdrawn. Several members of Hugh Finn's family objected. Virginia courts upheld Michelle Finn's decision over the intervention of Virginia's governor, James Gilmore. Hugh Finn died in October of 1998. We're going to talk in turn, not together, to two family members who took opposite sides in this case. Michelle Finn joins us now from member station WFPL in Louisville, Kentucky. She's now a government relations consultant for the Brain Injury Association of Kentucky. Ms. Finn, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
When you look at the Schiavo case from a distance, but certainly from a perspective that most of us lack, we wonder what your reactions and feelings are.
Well, my first reaction, I guess, is sadness for both sides of the family and a real understanding of what they're all going through. But my second reaction, I guess, is that I had really hoped that when we had to go through what we went through as a family and then subsequently the government intervention, that that would never happen again to families, to have the government intercede in such a personal and difficult decision.
May I get you to try and describe for us what it's like for a family to be at odds over this most significant of decisions?
I don't know that I can speak for all families because all families have different dynamics. But for me, it was very devastating that I had to go against what Hugh's family wanted, or most of his family. Some of his family members did support my decision. I knew that Hugh had loved his family very much, too.
Can I get you to share with us ultimately what led you to what must have been a very painful decision?
Yes. In 1994, here in Kentucky, there was a precedent-setting case for end-of-life issues, a Sue DiGrella case that my husband as a news anchor here had covered. And we discussed that and were very saddened at what the family was going through with that, and that neither one of us, if we were in the situation that Sue DiGrella were in, that we would want to continue living and we would want any life-sustaining treatment removed.
So you took that as a specific instruction from your husband, if he had
yes,
ever...
Yes, I did.
Yeah. Ms. Finn, has the family been able to repair relations?
It's not the same, of course, as the relationship before Hugh's accident and before the decision to withdraw the feeding tube, but... You know, we do have a relationship. We are cordial to each other. We can talk to each other for the most part. I mean, I know that there is one family member who's still very upset and somewhat bitter about what happened. And I'm sorry that he feels that way because I know that Hugh was very close to this particular brother and he'd hate to see that. But we do, especially Hugh's mother and his two sisters, of course, whom I've always had a good relationship with. Mm-hmm. I do talk to Hugh's mother on the phone, and we've gone up and visited with Hugh's parents and some of the brothers, and they've all been very courteous and kind to me when I go up there, and so I think that we all try to get along as best we can. I hope that there has been some healing on their part over the years.
Ms. Finn, you've been very kind to speak with us. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
We're joined now by John Finn, one of Hugh Finn's brothers, who's speaking with us from the family's auto body shop in Woodbridge, Virginia. Mr. Finn, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Okay, you're welcome.
You took a different position from your sister-in-law, Michelle Finn.
Of course. My father was there easily three times a day. Mm-hmm. There in the morning to clean my brother up, shave him, maybe take him for a walk in the afternoon just to sit outside and talk to him, and then... One afternoon when we found out that Michelle was going to remove the feeding tube from my brother, it was a few days after that, I believe. She had told us, like, in a meeting, but a few days later, he went in there and told my brother. He says, well, Hugh, that was your wife, Michelle, and she's going to pull your feeding tube and let you die. And the reaction to that was, you know, he tried to sit up in bed. His face became strained. In my opinion, a definite... reaction to the fact that he was going to be killed, And that's when I got together with some lawyers that, you know, thought they could help me out.
Now, Mr. Finn, your father must have shared his version of what happened with the doctors, didn't he?
Oh, yeah.
And what explanation did they have?
They said that's just a spontaneous reflex reaction, mm-hmm. which is normal in his state.
And the doctor said it wasn't necessarily registering any reaction to what was said. It was
correct.
Just a reflex.
Exactly.
And you just found that hard to accept?
Yes.
How did it happen that your family got divided over this question?
My sister-in-law said she didn't think he was going to be able to rehabilitate, and he would not want to live this way. So she felt she was carrying out his wishes, and then we felt that he would want another chance. He would want at least a try to get better.
Mr. Finn, did doctors tell you that your brother would never recover any brain activity?
Yes, they did. They said that every case like this, if it mm-hmm. carries out over 20 years, my brother would be exactly the same as he was. I don't think the doctors know, mm-hmm. really. I don't think they've done enough studies on this case. They even come up with the opinion that the brain will never reconnect and he won't get better.
As I understand it, you have a sister who agreed with Michelle Finn that your brother should be taken off life support. And for that matter, Michelle Finn had a sister who disagreed with her.
Yes.
Mr. Finn, how is your family doing now? People speaking to each other?
Oh, yeah. We were speaking to each other. We see my sister from time to time, and, you know, we're busy. I have a wife and four kids, and so it's hard for me to go visiting, but we do get to visit with my sister and all the family members together quite often.
And Michelle and Hugh Finn had two daughters?
Correct.
You in touch with them?
Probably not as much as I'd like to be, but, you know, they come by to visit grandparents, and we go up and visit them. They don't have their father, but a lot of us resemble him a little bit, and, you know, maybe by knowing us a little bit, they'll know their father, too.
And
he was a good man, I'll tell you.
You must have been following the Schiavo case. Is there any reflection you might be able to offer that family in Florida as to how you keep relations civil and get through a period like this?
Nope. None.
Mr. Finn, I do appreciate you speaking with us.
All right. Thank you.
John Finn speaking with us from Woodbridge, Virginia.